Good evening, and welcome to this episode of Effingham Talks. We are broadcasting from our home, the beautiful Stillwell Pines Event Venue, located just outside of Springfield. If you are looking for a venue, you can find them on the web at www.stillwellpines.com, on our Facebook page at Stillwell Pines Event Venue, or give them a call at 912-665-2631 for a personal tour of the facility. We would also like to thank our other two sponsors, Handy Act LLC and Metalclad Industries, for their support. Today on this episode, we have Tommy Krenigan, owner of Tommy's Pizza and Pasta, Jake Ziegler, Communications Manager for Effingham County, and Kristen Summers, Senior Program Director for the Guyton Family YMCA. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Kristen Summers, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your history and how you came to the YMCA there in Guyton.
Sure. So, I'm actually a transplant from the Northeast. My husband and I moved down here about 10 years ago, and I started with the Y actually as a group fitness instructor. I worked as a paralegal for a while and was really looking just to get full-time into health and wellness. So when this position with the Y opened up, I took that opportunity and I ran with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to be, you know, working as a program coordinator right now, being able to build programs for the community and just kind of bringing people together.
So speaking of programs, what kind of programs do y'all have going on right now?
Right now, our biggest one is our youth summer camp. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-week program. Our bigger branches run it from ages 5 to about 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. Ours is also the same age range, only we consider ours a day camp. So our ages are all together. So mm-hmm. we have up to 18 kids at the Guyton Y between those ages of 5 to 12, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. And we are basically running this program as a summer learning loss program. Mm-hmm. So not only are we doing fun things throughout the day wherein we're, you know, taking them outside to play, allowing them time to, you know, do some team building, but we are also building in things like learning about science and learning about math and reading and just incorporating things that they may just lose out on over the summer because they're not in school.
So there's a lot of people out there that don't know where the YMCA is and what all the amenities that you have. Can you please give like an overview of everything that's at the facility and some of the amenities you have?
Sure. So the actual facility is directly across the street from Guyton Elementary School. We have about 5,000 square feet split between two buildings. We have our smaller building, which consists of our aerobics studio and our activities room. And then the bigger building, which is our fitness floor. Our YMCA organization is really well known for our eGym system, which is probably one of our biggest selling features right now. It's an AI-based circuit training system that we have. So a lot of our newer members, or a lot of people, our seniors especially, are really excited about it because it's basically a set it and forget it. It keeps track of all of the information that they need as far as their weight and how their seats and their handles need to be set so that they don't need to have any guesswork in mm-hmm. the workouts.
I saw that they have like a little card that they carry around.
It's actually a bracelet that they wear. Yeah, right. It's like an NFC bracelet that holds their weight, their height, and the weight that they're working with in the machine. And they basically just walk up to the machine, they scan that bracelet against the tablet that's on the machine, mm-hmm. and like I said, the machine sets itself to them.
Does it tell them how many reps?
It does, okay, yeah. Cool. So the eGym is actually really cool because the software engineers who wrote the programming for these machines built up 9 different training programs that they can choose from. Each program has a slightly different training model to it, whether it's weight loss, body toning, a rehabilitation program, or just a general fitness. And they have the option as to which program they would like to be put into. If they don't like it, they can change out of it. And each program is slightly built wherein there's 4 or 5 different training modules that they'll go through before they hit the end of that program.
Mm-hmm. So is there any like future developments that y'all have coming up that you let everybody know?
That I'm aware of, we are looking to incorporate full-time childcare. Mm-hmm. I don't know the timeline of that, but we are looking to incorporate that within the next year or so. We are hoping to expand on the programs, but at this point in time, we do need volunteers for stuff like that. We are looking to incorporate fall sports this year. More than likely, we will be looking at soccer to start. We are also working with the city of Guyton to try and make use of their gymnasium so that we may be able to use it for basketball as well.
Mm-hmm.
As more information comes up and as we're able to bring those programs and bring them to fruition, we'll be reaching out to the public to let them know that the sign up is available for that.
Right. You know, I was talking to you outside a little bit about the ball fields there in Guyton.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember telling you that, you know, when I was a kid, we used to play on those ball fields. Is there any sort of maybe connection that you guys are trying to build with the city for those ball fields?
We are going to be talking with the city a little bit more in depth about possibly making a clearing in the tree line behind our building.
Mm-hmm.
Because those ball fields are actually readily accessible to us. It's just a matter of getting to them. We are going to be working in conjunction with the city to try and gain access to them. We may not necessarily be able to clean them up as the Y, but we will try and work, you know, hand in hand with the city and with some local community volunteers to try and get access to that.
Yeah. I'm sure Russ Dean can help.
I'm sure he can.
You know, can you go into some of the community programs that you have? I know you went through the summer camps, but y'all do a lot more than that. I know because I'm a mile from there. Y'all have tons of events for kids and for the elderly and stuff like that. Can you just give us an overview of some of those events?
Sure. So organization-wide, I'll talk organizationally only because, like I've said before, we are still a startup. So the Guyton facility is still building a lot of our programs and still working very candidly with the community. But we run things like our Healthy Kids Day, which was the end of April this year. We do our Welcoming Week, where, you know, we open up the facility and welcome in people, whether they're members or not, and allow them the access to the facility just to kind of see what we have to offer, whether it's fitness-wise, community-wise, or just a safe place to come in. We are a safe haven during hurricane season, so any of our facilities, if they're not underwater or without power, we do open our doors and allow people to come in and make use of the facilities, whether it's just a shower or if they just need a place to come and power up their phones to gain access to their families outside of the area. We have our Livestrong program that we offer for our cancer survivors. And hopefully Guyton will be bringing that in the fall as well. We do need somebody to come in as a coach for that. We have our Teen Leaders program, which brings in our teens and gives them a safe space to hang out and work to become leaders in their communities. Also offering up volunteer work. At the end of that program, they are also given the opportunity to go up to the Blue Ridge Mountains for a week.
Oh, cool.
There's a YMCA camp in the Blue Ridge Mountains that they go to, which is which is just for those teen leaders. And that's a part of the program, so it's not an additional expense. And we have so many programs that we have to offer. I mean, we've got the camp, like I mentioned before. We do swim lessons that we offer, our safety around water for our little ones. And just pretty much anything and everything that anyone could think of. You know, if it's not something that's offered on a regular basis, it can be brought.
Mm-hmm.
A good example of that, the Guyton Y is actually bringing a Tahitian dance program.
Oh, wow.
I have a staff member. She is of, that's her culture. She's Tahitian culture, and she's looking to teach our little ones the history behind it and the dance and the storytelling within it.
That's good. You know, I was also talking to you out there a little bit about the people who were coming into the Y. And for people like my mom who are out there, encourage them, you know, come off that trail, which the trail's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can all agree on that. But I let them know that, hey, look, you know, you got the Y right across the street. You know, you just come in here and, you know, you can work out here. Because I think people like my mom are a little skittish to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so... can you give them a little bit of encouragement?
Absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned before, we have that eGym system, which is amazing for anybody who doesn't necessarily know what they're doing in the gym, who may be looking to, you know, gain a little bit of strength or even just gain a little bit of confidence in their movement, in their everyday lives. It's also a great place to meet people. And there's two gentlemen that they always come off the top first at the top of my head. You know, they came in, they knew each other, but they hadn't really talked to each other. Come to find out, they're neighbors. They live like three houses down from one another, but never really talked to each other. And now they're like gym buddies. You know, they show up every morning at the same time, and they just, you know, they squabble, they argue like old ladies, and you know, they're like great friends. You know, and they look forward to seeing each other. So it's a good means for people to get out and just meet their neighbors, meet the community, and get healthy doing it.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us some of the struggles that you're having there at the YMCA?
With Guyton, I would say it's just encouraging people to come down and check us out. Mm-hmm. It's tough for us because we are equidistant to three of our other sister branches. You know, we have Pooler, obviously, you know, they're 20 minutes in one direction. We have the Effingham branch, who's 20 minutes in the other direction. And then we have our Statesboro branch, which is 40 minutes, you know, northwest of us or northeast of us. So a lot of people within Guyton who are members of the YMCA are members of any of those branches. So when they come into our branch, they're like, well, I already have a membership. I'm just here because it's convenient now. So really just kind of getting the word out that we're here in town and that we're available, that we're 24-hour access, you know, or that we're looking for volunteers and people looking to step up to help us bring some of the programs that we'd like to do. That's been a very big struggle. You know, a lot of people are saying we want X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, I'm personally only one person, and I only have so many hours in my day
right.
that I can attribute to my work, and I can only do so much in one day. So, you know, trying to ask people to be like, hey, what are you good at? You know, what is something that you'd like to see with the Y? Would you like to volunteer some time? And, you know, it's like a big step back, like, no, but I'm not interested in that, but I do want to participate in it.
Right.
So that I would say that's our biggest struggle right now is just finding people to help bring some of our programming.
So I know the Y has only been open for a short time, mm-hmm. but do you have any like inspirational stories that's happened since you've been there? Any stories you'd like to tell about?
I do. So we do have one gentleman who he started with us as a member pretty much as soon as we opened, which was just last August. And his big goal was that he wanted to come off all of the medications that he's been on. He's, gosh, in his probably mid-60s, mm-hmm. and he was on blood pressure, you know, cholesterol, you name it. And he has been coming to the gym religiously every single day, whether it's for an hour, hour and a half, you know, riding his bike outside on his own. And if you were to see his before picture and his now picture, he has lost a considerable amount of weight. He has been able to come off a good number of the medications that he was on, if not reduce them, you know, right. not come off them completely. But he is definitely one of those success stories that when you look at him and when you talk to him, you know, consistency is key. Consistency will get you to the end goal that you're looking for.
Right. You know, me and Tommy, we were at a men's breakfast I was telling you about yesterday, mm-hmm. and the doctor that came to guest speak, the one thing he said, and he looked at all the men out there, he said, the one thing I want y'all to do is I want y'all to start eating less and start moving more. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that we can encourage people to come and see you, and you can get them moving and get them in the right direction, and I hope that we can take that story that you just said right there and pass that on to other people and help them with their health journeys.
Absolutely.
It's definitely encouraging to others to hear that story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Now we're going on to Jake Ziegler. Jake, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? Good to see you, Frank and Tommy, as always.
So, Jake, let's start out with you telling us a little bit about yourself and why you chose to move here to Effingham County.
Yeah, briefly, I was born in Tallahassee, Florida. I grew up with just this fascination of the arts and sciences, really, and technology. I'm a sucker for learning. I think if I could have a full-time job, it would be a full-time student. I would get every degree the university had to offer because I can't get enough education. But that presents some issues that I have a big variety of interests. So I've worked a lot of different places because after a certain period of time, the work would just get stale. You know, once I learn everything there is to know about the accounting at that agency, I move on and I find something more interesting to do. And so, anyways, after I graduated college, I got an art degree because I found the arts to be very interesting. And my wife was fielding some jobs around the country, and Savannah popped up, and we said, hey, that city seems pretty cool. When we started looking for a place to live, though, we started looking at school averages, property values, and the kind of culture and environment we wanted to be in and raise our children in. And we said, you know what, I think Effingham County is our home. And so we purchased a house, it must be 8 years ago now, and we've loved it ever since. But when I moved here, I was jobless. I had left my job to move around the country, and I was speaking to one of my neighbors, and they said, you know, since you want to get out of the private industry and go work for your community, you should check out Effingham County. I hear they're a great place to work. I hear they promote within. I hear they have great benefits and a great salary. You should check it out. And so with my art degree, I applied to become a ceramics teacher at the senior center. And a few short years later, I was promoted to assistant director of the senior center. And then I reached out to the county manager, Tim Callanan, and I said, hey, I have some skills. I've got some graphic design skills, some marketing background. I would really like the opportunity to meet with you and talk with you about it. He offered me a spot on a volunteer marketing team that he was putting together, this ragtag team of county employees that would all help our communication goals.
Yeah.
And through that and the strategic plan that the commissioners had last year, they decided we really needed a full-time communications
team.
To reach that goal, the strategic theme of communication, which is to foster and produce accurate and effective communication between the county, its employees, and the public, ensuring that they are well-informed, engaged, and empowered. And that's a full-time job, yeah. Right? So they created a position for a communication manager, and I quickly applied. I was super excited. And thankfully, after some discussions, I landed the job, and I've been there since October. So,
you know, I always bring this up when somebody brings Tim's name up. I can't help but do it. I'm fascinated with the job that Tim does for the county.
It's a big job.
He's amazing. And guess what? He's a transplant, too.
Yeah.
But the guy has these great ideas, and I just love it when people get behind him instead of questioning what he does. He's just, you know, trust him to do what he was hired to do because he's amazing at it.
Well, and he's got a vision. His vision isn't to simply meet the status quo. It's not to do the same thing we've been doing.
Yes.
His vision is 20, 30, 40, 50 years away.
Yes,
he's not looking
at
tomorrow.
I love it. Yes. So what are some of your responsibilities as a communications manager?
It'd probably be quicker to say what aren't. No, it's quite a big job description as of right now. Well, first I have a staff, so it's me, communications manager, and then I have a public information officer, Mark Lastinger, who's responsible for mostly press relations and compiling all the vast amount of information that Effingham County has going on.
Mark's
right now.
Great at that, by the way.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Former editor of the Herald.
Yep.
Great guy. And then we have Jen Baldwin, who's our events coordinator.
Yes. Yes,
and her whole job is to start building out Effingham County events, making them these really fun, free, family-oriented activities that anybody can come to. Because we know this day and age, everybody wants something from you. And we want to offer more things where a family, especially a family with like five kids, I mean, goodness gracious, it's great to have something that they can go out to and just hang out for free.
And Jen's really hit the ground running with that position since y'all put her in there.
Oh, yeah, she's a bulldog.
First got her on the show, she was a little nervous about being on the show, but she settled right in and seemed to have a good time. And, you know, it's coming up to where we need to have her back on and talk about some of her accomplishments.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't want to steal her thunder by talking about it too much because she is really good at what she does. And she's already made a big improvement, which we can talk about maybe later. But some other things that I handle is all the graphic design for the county. So I've been slowly redesigning all of the departmental logos that were outdated. I just designed a county flag. But I'm responsible for all of the flyers, social media posts, anything visual that leaves the county. Yeah. I tend to look at signage, vehicle decals, the works. I also run the county website, and we are currently, I'll discuss that in a little bit, but we've got some cool things going. It's not finished, by the way.
No, trust me, I understand.
It never will be finished.
No, it never will be.
It's an ongoing project.
And just so everybody knows, I was brought on in a lot of ways to start fine-tuning and cleaning up a lot of this stuff that had been kind of managed all separately throughout the years. But I also run all the social media accounts, which there are a great number of those. Press releases, press relations, just generally working with the community to better improve our communication. Both our information we're giving out and also presenting more opportunities for them to communicate with us.
Yes.
Because, in my opinion, engagement, which is what we're going to try to call the department, it's going to be voted on hopefully soon, is going to be the public engagement department. Mm-hmm. Because this is a back and forth conversation. It's not just us telling you what we want to say. We want to hear what you have to say.
Yes.
It's very important to us.
Now, was that your brainchild?
It's a collective.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a collective, but it actually came out of a new app that we have launching soon.
Yep.
But we can talk about that.
Gotcha. What are some of the barriers to achieving this goal?
There's quite a few. So one of my first jobs when I got in was to do a SWOT analysis, which is where you identify all your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And the threats list was pretty long because communication covers a lot of ground, like a whole lot of ground. And so some of the quick ones on my list were, you've got mis and disinformation. That's a big one, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to get as much good information out there as possible.
Absolutely.
And it's way easier if people have the correct information to begin with. If they get bad information, correcting that misunderstanding becomes a lot more difficult. So, and dangerous.
And usually with the bad information, it's third parties on a social media page.
Yeah, and we all naturally as humans just repeat things we hear.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have the time. We're busy people, right?
We
don't do our research, right? We hear something when you're standing in line at the grocery store and you repeat it to somebody else. We all do. But if there's way more good information that's out there than bad information, it should alleviate that issue, which is a part of our goal. Some of the other things are like unproductive conversations. Like, we want to have conversations with all of our citizens, even if they dissent in their opinions, maybe to what a decision that was just made. We want to hear that criticism, but it needs to be productive.
Right.
We need to learn from each other and listen from each other, and there are certain methods that prove to be a better format for that conversation than others.
Yes.
So identifying those tools that we can use to better communicate is a part of my job, and it's all a work in progress, and it changes every day, and it will continue to change every day as new tools develop, old tools become more obsolete, things like that.
Yeah.
And then a lot of it is just producing accurate information. You know, we have a lot of departments, a lot of employees. The county covers a lot of ground, and so we got to make sure that we're honest. We need to have internal buy-in. We need all of our department heads to be sending us everything they got so we can get it to the public and make sure that they're well informed. So
what are some of the changes we can expect to see here in the future?
A whole bunch. a whole bunch if I have anything to do with it. We're super excited. There's a lot of stuff coming. I mentioned the website earlier. So the website is getting a full redesign, both aesthetically, and we're doing a full website audit. So right now I think there's roughly 433 subpages to our website. That means, you know, as you click through it, and we're going to make sure that every piece of information on that is accurate, and that you have access to county maps, master transportation plans. You can not just find out where the park is on our website, but see pictures of it, see what it's like to be there, drone footage of the park. You know, we're also auditing our social media accounts. We're better utilizing them to communicate with people, trying to figure out who is on what sites and what information we should put on each of those sites. Make sure it's digestible. You know, even the language that we use to communicate, oftentimes when you're in the department, you use very special language that the people in the department understand, but a citizen might not. Yeah. So we're trying to create graphics and visuals that are going to make concepts that affect citizens more easy to understand. So, yeah, but we also have an AI chatbot feature coming out soon on the website where you're going to be able to ask it questions and it will be able to answer it for you. Mm-hmm. We have launched an app that I'm excited to talk about. Let's see.
I have a question before you get into the mobile application.
Yeah.
How big is your web team there? Because that's a lot. What you just listed out there, because that's what I do. I understand what you're talking about. And that takes a lot of work. Going through and making sure that all the links are working correctly, all the content's there, all the pictures are up to date. Mobile app, I know that's a lot of work. I know it sounds simple, but it's a very complicated thing, especially if you're the one developing it. How big is your team there?
Just the three that I named, myself, the PIO, and the events coordinator.
Wow.
Right now, the website and social media and, well, really a bulk of all of it is falling on me, but that we're taking it slow and steady. I want to do things right, not fast.
That's right.
And as I said earlier, communication changes every day.
Yes.
You know, we could do this full redesign tomorrow, and by the end of the year, we would need to change things. We would need to update. So
now I understand why you don't pick up the phone.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand, and I'm not going to get too deep into web development, but what a lot of people don't understand that makes it so complicated, it's not just doing a web page. You have to go in there and make sure that content renders correctly in all your browsers, on a mobile device, on a tablet, on a computer, and it because you got different audiences view the media in different ways. You know, they got some people look at their phone, don't ever pick up a computer. You got people who go on a computer, don't ever pick up a phone, and they have to render the same way. And we all know as developers that that's not an easy task to do at times.
Well, and currently I have to work within the framework that our third-party website provider offers too, which complicates things even more because if I had, let's say, full control over the HTML code, that would allow me to have a little more, you know, wiggle room to play with it. But but as those tools change, I also have to learn the tools and then how to use those tools to change our site. And then the content alone, it's just a massive amount of content to go through. But I'm excited to do it. And I'm like a dog with a bone with this stuff. Like, I'm just chomping at the bit to get the community all the information that they want and need. And we have done some pretty cool things, like Veterans Park Board. They reached out to me and said, hey, we would love it if there was an online form to fill out so you could have your name applied to the wall at Veterans Park. And so we gladly made that happen. It's been up and running for a while now, and we've gotten tons of submissions through the online portal now. So
I understand you guys are, and I'd heard this through, actually heard it through the grapevine, and it looks like it's came to fruition. You guys are going to have all of the county events listed on a calendar so people know what's going on?
Yeah, so
they don't overlap.
Well, that will be through the chamber.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that will be through the chamber. Okay. They're currently working on that. Okay. I don't want to steal their thunder.
I got you.
Okay. But what I have done, though, is I'm going through our county site and identifying tools that we're underutilizing.
Yes.
And one of them was a county calendar feature with a Notify Me designator. So essentially what you can do, and now you can go do it right now, is if you go to our county website, all the Board of Commissioner meetings should be listed on our county calendar. And you can go to the Notify Me section and click Notify Me, and it will tell you via text or email whenever a meeting's coming up. That way you don't miss it.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that with all the county events and major departmental events. So that way it's just one more way for you to communicate with your county.
And we see y'all have another ribbon cutting coming up soon.
Yes, the date has not been disclosed. We had a very successful ribbon cutting ceremony at Sand Hill
for
the new playground. It's beautiful. Yes. We had a great time. And we're going to do another one here shortly for a new playground at Meldrum.
And this is the second one in District 1, Commissioner Floyd's district.
Yes, so the date has still not been determined, but it will be coming up in the next couple weeks. and we're excited for that as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can attend that. We're fond of Forrest. Forrest is a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He listen, we've had some wonderful commissioners on the show, and we were grateful for each one of them coming on, and we could tell you a story about each one. They all have their own personalities, and yeah, Forrest was just one of them guys. Forrest came in here, he just had a blast with it. And we like Forrest. We're a huge supporter. So tell us a little bit about the Engage Effingham app.
Yeah, this is like the star on this year, I think. So recently we launched an app called Engage Effingham. You can download it on Android or Apple. You can also access the web version on our website. But what this app does is allows you to report any maintenance or nuisance issues you see around the county directly to county employees. So whether it's litter, a pothole, a downed tree, a code violation, you can go onto this app, you select the location that you've seen this maintenance or nuisance issue. You can type notes in about, you can pick what category, you know, the issue is. It will automatically then submit a ticket to the correct department, and it will send you back text notifications as it develops through the process of getting repaired. So for example, if the status changes from pending to received, you'll get a text notification. And then from completion, you'll get a message back that says, hey, the pothole's been filled by EOM services on this date. And you have the ability to communicate directly to those workers as well. And the community can see all of these posts. They're all public if you set them that way. So you can see what activity is going on in your area right now. So even if you don't report it, you can pull up the app and say, oh man, they're fixing that pothole that was been down the road for a week, that kind of thing.
Oh, so cool.
It's super cool. I did one myself. I can't guarantee this turnaround time, but when I reported it, within 4 hours, that pothole was filled in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Wow. They're on it. They're doing a great job.
So that's up and running now.
It's up and running now. You can download it at the Apple or Google Play Store.
Awesome. Cool. A lot of good things coming coming down the pipe.
Excited,
this is great. Well, Jake, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing what you put out here soon.
Awesome.
With communications.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem. So on to you, Tommy Crinogen. We are excited to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I'm going to say this right now. This is the best pizza in Effingham County, if not this whole area. If you're listening and you have not tried Tommy's Pizza, you don't know what you're missing. Tommy, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Effingham County.
So I'm also from the Northeast. So I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Then I went to Jersey. I've been all over the South, though. I've been in Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida. But the South is a lot better. Quality of life, opportunity. So coming here, I was actually looking open to Statesboro. Fell through when he came out here. You know, the opportunity seemed like it was a little bit better than Statesboro. It was just really growing, you know.
Right. Well, so how long have you been in the restaurant business?
40 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, 40 years.
So you've perfected it.
Yeah.
Wow. So let me ask you this. What makes your food stand out from others in the industry?
I make everything I can make. I don't buy nothing. I don't use nothing processed. If I can make it, I make it myself. So I'm buying Italian tomatoes. I'm buying California tomatoes. I'm not using sugar, you know. I grew up in an Italian family, and when you see how things are made, it sticks with you. And you try to duplicate that food. Sugar isn't part of the recipe, so we stay away from it.
Yeah.
So just try using the best stuff I can use.
Yeah, and that's definitely what makes a difference. So what are some other services Tommy's Pizza and Pasta offers other than just pizza?
I have a full-time menu. I have catering. Obviously, there's something on-premises, but I have a small space, so preferably off-premises. But, catering is have stuff already booked over to October. But, you know, eventually if I get a bigger space or in another location, it would be an additional store. It wouldn't be, we're not closed book for the other. But I would have a full dining room.
Yeah. So how short of a notice could somebody do catering with you?
Depending on the size of the order, 48 hours.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me ask you, what are some of the things that you like most about this Effingham community?
So, I've met a lot of great people moving here. Most of them own businesses, but I have a lot of great customers too. They really told me about the community. So you learned to put away the negative aside and focus on the positive. Yeah. You know, so like I said, they're great business owners. I mean, I'm sure you know Walton as well, but they really set my kept me focused and just keep on pushing forward.
You know, you do a lot for the community. A lot of people don't know that because obviously you do it for the right reasons and you're not out there making a spectacle about it. You just seem to do the right thing and move on. And honestly, that's how I hear about the things that you've done. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm trying to thank you for what you do here in the community that people might not realize. Not only are you you run the best pizza place in Effingham or the area, but you really care about the community.
I do. It's so the stronger the community, the stronger everyone in the community is, the businesses will be, and that's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
So, I mean, unfortunately, you can't give to everybody. But you give the right people for the right reasons, and I can't name everything I've done. Yeah. The hardest thing to do is time though. You know, I did a dunk tank for a girls' football team, but it's my time. It's my time I don't have a lot of. I coach baseball.
I was going to ask you about that. How did you come about that?
So there was a shortage of coaches. There's no practice time. All these fields are full. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids now. And I said no initially. Then I was like, you know what? I played baseball in my life. So I decided to coach my sponsoring team as well. So that was that.
So here you are running your business. Mm-hmm. And with what you do, it's not a 40-hour, hour week, 9-to-5. It's there's no telling how many hours you have to put into that. And now on top of it, you're volunteering to coach a baseball team that you don't have a son on, you don't have a grandson. You're just doing it because those kids need somebody to coach that team.
Yeah.
And I talked to one of the fathers of one of the kids on your team, and he said the kids loved you. He said the parents loved you. That you were just a great coach and a mentor to these kids. Actually,
yeah. I mean, it's baseball. At 12 years old, they can't be anything more than just a game.
Yeah.
If you start complicating on them, you know, who's interested in it. Listen, there's better coaches out there than me, but at the high school, they'll have better leadership as far as you know, driving in a direction they want to be in baseball or something else. Yeah. Right now, it's just fun. And having fun, we end up winning.
Yeah, you did. You actually won.
Did y'all win the championship for your year?
They separated 12-year brackets, upper one and a lower one. We ended up winning a lower one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the kid that pitched, I guess I've got to say this, he got hammered the first game 24-1. He pitched a no-hitter in the championship game. Mm-hmm. That came along a long way in a few weeks.
Wow. And you know, a lot of that was, I can say without even being there, it was attributed to having a coach that's trying to just make it fun. So, you know, yeah, you love to see things like that and hear about things like that in the community. And you also support other local businesses around here too.
I do. I'm a big fan of a few places to eat, you know. And, you know, I can say them.
Sure.
I enjoy Winona House, obviously. I enjoy El Real. I enjoy Greenside, you know. And, on occasion I'll hit Omelette Cafe and stuff like that. But, I'm friends with other people like Hunter's Arsenal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all good people, you know. So, and the food's good.
Yeah.
You know, good people, though.
And it's not competition. It's all of y'all out there just trying to do the best you can and make a living and make a difference in the community.
Yeah, my place and third place.
Yeah.
The other place is no big deal.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
So are there any upcoming promotions or events we can look for you at that we can promote for you?
So I'm going to do, I'm going to ride in a parade.
Okay.
For the July parade, and I'm going to be at the, I'm going to do the event too. I'm going to be a vendor at the event. So I'll have pizza down there. And I don't know, baseball's still up in the air, but, you know, I might do it again.
Man, I hope so. I hope so. I'm really excited to hear that.
I've coached many of baseball teams in the rec department in my life. I know exactly how much sacrifice it takes and how much time it takes to put into that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And dealing with the parents and the rec department at the same time. It's like you said, you're always fighting for time because you don't have a lot of time.
The parents were fantastic. They were fantastic. You know, I had a bad name in town. Everyone thinks I'm this way or that way, but it's not true.
Well, winning helps with that.
Well, I think the parents noticed with my interaction with the children the entire time. There was never, like, you know, any, like, wasn't screaming at them, wasn't rude to them, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so got the point across the right way, you know, and they performed, you know. So.
Yeah. And I like it that you're taking your positive energy and you're expanding it out in the community.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. I think all of us can learn a lesson from that. I mean, no matter what we're doing, we can always give a little more.
Yeah, well, the bigger the community gets, the stronger it has to get.
Absolutely.
So.
Maybe if Kristen can get these ball fields over there and Guyton.
Yeah,
come over to coach over there.
Yeah, but these kids need more time to practice. Half the team didn't even know how to play baseball.
Wow.
You know, they're 11 and 12 years old. So
yeah.
And without the proper practice time in a growing county, the way it's growing is crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they, at least they're playing, but more practice time would be great for them, you know, so.
So are there any plans, we don't want to put you on the spot, and if you can't tell us, that's fine. Are there any plans for an expansion down the road?
Yeah, we're always looking.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, workers are hard to come by.
Right.
You know, the attraction for me initially in Statesboro is a college town. They have a workforce. They're not there all year round, but when they're there, the money is there and the business is there. When they're not there, it'll be obviously slower. So as this area gets bigger, there'll be more workers, be more opportunity. I have my eye on places, but it just can't happen right now.
Absolutely. Understood.
You know,
Understood.
Everything will fall in place. My son's here now working for me.
Yeah.
You know, so he's doing fantastic.
And you have to be proud of that.
I am.
He's carrying the business on.
He left a lot behind, you know. School, you know, his entire life, job, everything to come here.
Yeah.
Good chance. And I told
him. Wow.
So long week, you know, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a tough life. It can be good.
You know, and every time I've stepped foot in your establishment, whether you're there or not, I've always felt welcomed. The staff, super. I just can't say enough about the employees that you have, how friendly it is in there, and you know, they work with you a little bit because you take somebody like me that's from the South. I don't know the differences in all the pizzas, and you know, it's. They're very patient with you.
No one's from the beginning, but everyone that's been here now has been with you almost a year.
Wow.
Everybody.
Wow.
Rough going the first 6 months.
Yeah.
But right now I have no complaints in my voice.
You know, that says a lot in this day and time, and I'm sure a lot of them are probably a little younger. For them to stay with you for a year, that says a lot. They must be happy. You must be doing something right for them to stay there.
Yeah, listen, they do their job. I got something to do. But two brothers work for me. Their father owns a business. The mentality is different. The work ethic is in them. They see it in their father every day.
Yeah.
You know? Just like my son, she's in me every day.
Right.
You know, so
Right. Any chance your son might be coaching down the road? No, no.
he has to be there.
Well, Tommy, thank you so much for coming on, taking your time and joining us. We really appreciate it. And if there's ever anything we can do for you in the future, you just let us know.
Thank you.
No problem.
I want to thank all y'all for coming on tonight, today. For everybody listening out there today, there's, you know, probably hear a little bit of feedback in the back. That's because the FNM Navigators are having their yearly banquet here at Stillwell Pines. It's a big day here at Stillwell Pines. If you ever have an event that you want to take part in and need a place, a venue to rent, Stillwell Pines is a great place to do that. Very beautiful place out here. I think we can all agree it's very beautiful out here. I definitely encourage all the listeners out there to check out Kristen over at the YMCA. Go check her out. Go check out the facility there. Check out all the programs that she has got going on out there. I've personally been in there. It's a very great place. Check out, you know, Jake and always doing there on the county websites. I'm anxious to see that. I may call you up from time to time and brainstorm with you on some stuff. That's my wheelhouse. I'm excited to see what kind of stuff you put out there, and constantly, you know, just call us if you ever need us. You too, Kristen. If you ever need us to get any information out there, you just call us. And Tommy,
yep.
Best of luck to you, man. You know, just keep making that great pizza. And, you know, it really touches me to hear you coaching these boys and getting out there in the community when you don't even have a kid involved.
Yeah.
And you're just doing what's right for the community.
Yeah, keep and impacting. We
keep
need
impacting.
It.
And I'm so proud of you and everything you've done here. And I'm glad that you chose I lived in Statesboro for 10 years. Yeah. So, and I'm glad that you chose here and there. You know what I'm saying?
We were fortunate and blessed you got to Effingham and not over in Statesboro. Yes. We benefited from that as the county. And we can't thank you enough.
So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
All right.